How does it make you feel to be able to do something like this?
Watch it fit again.
The last one I did was in 1968.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd like to hear when you guys last tie-dyed, or maybe this was your first.
About when she did, 45 years ago.
Yeah. It was popular then.
Along Commercial Street in the basement of the Missouri Hotel, residents reminisce with students about days when tie-dye was in style. They had earlier tie-dyed shirts as part of a Drury University course called Community Through the Arts. As part of the class, students volunteer at the Kitchen Incorporated, a temporary housing solution for homeless individuals and families. The course aims to promote engaged learning through liberal arts and achieves this through daily arts and crafts, small group discussion, and even sing-along songs. The program was created 14 years ago by Dr. Rebecca Burrell, a professor of education at Drury, so that students could have a creative approach in everyday learning experiences. Burrell explained that art can provide therapy to anyone, students and residents alike.
The arts bring forth a healing process, a joyful process, an opportunity to have a little bit of respite from the everyday schedule of life, and to come together for an hour and a half just to immerse our very creative spirits.
On Friday, residents get to showcase their work in an art exhibition. Stephanie March, a therapeutic case manager at the Kitchen, believes the exhibit is the most rewarding part for the residents.
I think that anytime that you can take pride in things that you've created, whether that's art or a job or, I mean, for our residents, finding housing or getting over some of their barriers, anytime that you can celebrate yourself, that's pretty important.
Barbara, a middle-aged hotel resident, attended Wednesday's activity and tie-dyed a shirt for the first time since she was a kid. She says that her favorite part of the art classes is the camaraderie.
Everybody trying to make something beauty.
I want to see
some type of beauty. So much imagination, creativity.
This year's theme is Don't Stop Believing, which Burrell says is a positive message for everyone involved. The exhibit is also dedicated to the memory of Rick Lester, a former Drury trustee and supporter of the arts. The art exhibition will be held tomorrow from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Missouri Hotel. For KSMU News, I'm Taylor Brim.